Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Audio Addict Radio Show.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
So yeah, this is the second edition of the Audio Addict Radio Show.
Yeah, man.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. Coming up, we're gonna discuss what's been happening in the world of Audio Addict this week. We've been putting a lot of stuff up on our lovely website, which you've all been checking out, I'm sure, on a daily basis. We're going to discuss some news. We're going to discuss some reviews that we've been doing. We're going to talk about the Russell Brand, Jeremy Paxman interview.
What a fantastic video.
Yeah, something like that.
Such great hair. It's a bit like Jesus these days. But no one's judging. So, yeah, we're going to kick off with some tunes. I'm going to play Super Rich Kids by Frank Ocean. What a tune. Hello. Yeah, welcome to the show. My name's Ellis. I'm the host man. What's your name, Aidan?
My name's Aidan. I'm the co-host man.
Oh, that's nice.
Hello, I'm Louis. I just chat rubbish all the time.
I'm Leo.
That sums you up pretty well enough, I'd say.
It's just my name, innit?
Mm-hmm. And Sean doesn't have a mic.
I don't have a mic, but I'm Sean.
He's doing his man in the corner of the room voice.
There's always one of them. That makes it sound professional, right?
Yeah.
So first up, we're going to discuss the news this week. Lots happened, as it does every week, because music's like a pretty big deal. So first, we're going to start with some sad news, which isn't nice, but Lou Reed has died at age 71.
That was horrible news. I had no idea he was that old, actually. I thought he was in his 50s still. He looked good for it.
He did. He didn't look that old. I didn't think he was that old. 71, it's fairly good age.
I think it was liver failure, I think I heard today.
He had an emergency liver operation earlier this year.
Transplant.
I think it was a transplant, yeah, which he survived, but then obviously there was complications from the surgery.
No,
he survived early this year, and there was complications from the surgery, and sadly, obviously, he passed away. But one of the most legendary songwriters in the history of anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love for that man. We'll play a song later.
Name a song.
Really?
No, not a song.
You couldn't name a Lou Reed song.
Nope.
What
Lulu.
Lulu.
Oh, what? God,
I
really?
I don't even listen to Lulu.
You need to, man. It's hilarious.
I've got too much...
What band did he use to front, Lou?
No idea. Velvet Underground?
The Velvet Underground.
Yeah. You know something.
I'd be good at a pub quiz, wouldn't I?
So from the quite sad to the just really ridiculous, and it's going to be fairly cringy, but I believe that Tom Hardy is going to play Elton John in a biopic of Elton John's life.
I can't see how that could work in any way whatsoever after seeing him as Bane.
And he's just way too cool looking to be Elton John.
He's David a good actor, though. He could probably pull it off.
He'll pull it off.
I'm shouting into a mic that's really far away.
I hope he does. That'd be
fair,
amazing.
Yeah, and anyone who puts on the big glasses could probably like pull off Elton John. You know,
it's a prop that's so big, it's more big than Elton John, so anyone could wear it and get away with it, really.
Very true, Aidan.
Shove on some glasses and put on some weight. That's all you need to do.
I'm not convinced. We'll find out.
I don't know. Is there any date on when the movie's coming out or anything?
Don't believe so.
Late 2014, it will begin shooting.
Wait, I can't wait to see Gotham fall like a candle in the wind. Nope, okay.
Like, I was about to laugh, but I thought it'd be funnier if I didn't.
Yeah.
Just sit in the corner.
Next up, YouTube Music Awards that are going to be rubbish by the sounds of it. I don't think anyone is enjoying.
Well, here's the nominees for Video of the Year, right? We got Demi Lovato,
yeah.
Epic Rap Battles of History,
what?
Girls' Generation, Justin Bieber featuring Nicki Minaj, Lady Gaga, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Miley Cyrus, One Direction, Science, Selena Gomez. This isn't an award favourite. This is an award to see how many views you've got on your video.
Mm. The argument is that, like, Tyler Creator was going on about it a lot. The argument is that it's just a less important, less highly valued MTV awards. And Tyler tweeted a number of tweets, I think, saying stuff like, if it's to do with the YouTube videos, then surely there should be credit going to the creators of the videos, the directors, the people that wrote, the people that come up with the ideas. But instead, Miley Cyrus is there again. Lady Gaga's there again.
The one that really stands out is Epic Rap Battles of History, Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney. Now,
that's really confusing, considering Mitt Romney's been irrelevant all this year so far.
That isn't technically really a music video, is it?
No.
I've not seen it.
It's music arguably, with a video.
It's one of those things that old people, they laugh like, ha ha ha, like, that's funny.
Hey, I saw that on YouTube. I'm going to say the catchphrase over and over and over again until you're sick of it.
I will always be sick of it.
it's already happened. Some of the other categories, creative and innovative of the year, and the pizza in the space with the pizza, what?
What's the deal with this pizza?
The innovation of the year. My personal pick, if I was to care about these awards, is Anna Managuchi,
yes,
with Endless Fantasy. Like a chiptune band. They play in like 8-bit kind of synthesizers. And they sent a piece of pizza into space. And I donated to help that happen, actually.
Did you get to choose the topping?
No.
What topping was it?
I didn't really pay attention.
The video,
I just wanted
the video just looked, you know, plain.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see a piece of pizza in space.
How much did you donate?
Like £2, like
two
nothing,
quid.
Yeah. So, but it was, you know, it's a great video, well, kind of good. It's a pizza in space, isn't it? There's nothing more to it.
I can't imagine anything better than pizza being out in space rather than in front of me, really. So
you're,
I think
just,
I'm...
Aiden, as an update, Aiden doesn't like pizza.
Still doesn't like pizza.
Which is just ridiculous.
You should be in space for not liking pizza.
Ouch. Do we get a mask?
No. No, you don't get a mask.
Is it a good song, anyone?
It is a good song.
Yeah,
it's a good song. It's a straight up kind of dance track, really.
You know, I was scrolling through all the other categories, and this Innovation Award, it seems like the only section that's awarding artists who actually probably deserve something.
Atoms for Peace, big up.
Yeah, exactly. Bat for Lashes, Tori Moore. The rest of them, it's just like, you know, Gangnam Style still on there for some reason, and the Harlem Shake
for
fair, YouTube Phenomenon.
The title of YouTube Phenomenon of the year.
True, yeah.
Gangnam Style and Harlem, they've got to be there. They're all that happened this year on YouTube.
What a horrible year we've had. It's weird that Harlem Shake's now nostalgic.
I quite like Harlem Shake.
Of course you do.
I think it's pretty cool.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I prefer that. I don't like Gangnam Style, but Harlem Shake's decent. It's actually a good bit of a tune, isn't it?
No.
No, it's
awesome.
Not.
Awesome, it is. I like it.
Okay, let's move on. Next, all I have written down, hopefully you guys can enlighten me. Death Metal Box Cutter Attack.
Wow.
That is the best headline we have ever come up with, by the way.
This is my favourite. I think I found this story, didn't I?
You want to tell us about it? What happened?
I'll try. Basically, it happened in America somewhere. At this metal gig, at a Deicide gig. And during their support act, someone basically got out a box cutter and decided to knife three blokes with it.
It's like, not nearly as funny as you made it sound like it would be.
Yeah.
We all laugh, but it's actually completely tragic.
It's just kind of how ridiculous it is, isn't it?
I'm sorry if you can't help but hear me laugh on the side, but every time I read the story, I just think about Breaking Bad.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks.
I think we just... given away the majority of the spoiler now, unfortunately. We
no, not really. Else.
I've seen it and I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's fantastic then. That's cool.
Good.
Okay.
It's a horrible thing to happen at a show, because you go to shows and you expect like security and safety coming with the show. It's your place, the show.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of ridiculous. Like, it does kind of remind me of the Dimebag stuff, and like,
yeah.
I think we're quite safe over here. Every time I go to like a relatively big gig, you're always like kind of searched and checked out.
You went to America for gigs before. What was the security like there compared to over
actually
here?
Disney? It was mental. Like, they really like it was like you wouldn't.
Was that House of Blues?
Yeah, I was 17 and like. Like, there's no way I'd be getting served in there.
Yeah.
Like, they were on top of everything. But when I went to some festival, some big metal American festival, like, it was nothing like the organisation we have over here.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, it's kind of not surprising, because there's a lot of lack of organisation. And even over here, if you go to, like, some metal gigs at, like, small pubs and stuff, like, you know, you could take in anything, really, couldn't you?
Yeah.
No, I really no care. But that's the thing. Like, metal is such a dedicated and nice community. You don't really expect these things to happen, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Perhaps you guys are, like, metal fans, but probably to the general public, it sounds like exactly the kind of thing that would happen at a metal gig.
Unfortunately, yeah. But that's just, you know, that's the way they see things. It's not the way they should see things, but if that's how they want to deal with it, you know, do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully everyone's okay.
I think so. I heard that.
Well, apart from the victim, but everyone else is probably alright.
It says that, as an aside at the bottom of the story, it says that Glenn Benton threw an epic hissy fit.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine that happening.
I'm not entirely sure about this, but I think he blamed their fans specifically for it.
No, he was.
Is that not true?
No, it's just being really horrible to the Broken Hope support band.
Well, this is the same man that carved an inverted crucifix on his forehead, so we can't really listen to him.
No.
No, he's just been really horrible to the support band. I think he did a get out of jail free card and just threw him off the tour after all this happened.
Yeah, it might be likely.
Yeah. But it kind of sucks for the support band. They're going to have that hanging over their heads for a long time now. Well, it's not really their fault. And apparently the victims are slowly recovering. So they're okay.
Oh, they're not dead?
No.
Oh, sorry, I thought they were.
Oh my God, Aidan, how dare you?
Hey, I'm just going on what I heard.
You did...
So anyway... Norah Jones and the singer of Green Day are gonna combine forces to release something that will probably sound fairly rubbish.
Listened to this, and it's an Everly Brothers cover album, and it sounded all right.
It didn't.
It did.
What about it sounded all right?
It's got a cool, like, little vintage vibe that I kind of like. I don't know why I like it, but
I don't like country music, so like it was kind of out of the window straight away.
I can't imagine his voice sounding countryfied.
It kind of does work in a way. It works in that kind of like genre, kind of. Don't really know what else to say about it, to be honest.
I don't even like Norah Jones, so...
She's awesome, man.
She's a bit generic, isn't she?
She's great.
Personally, I don't get the hype of her. I don't like country music, so I don't even like Green Day that much, so this has nothing for me.
But Harlem Shake's good.
Harlem Shake's great.
Yeah.
I know, this is shaping for me to be one of those all-star head-on collisions where everything goes wrong, like Chris Cornell and Timbaland was about 4 years ago. That was just awful.
What song was that?
I don't know the name of the song. They brought out an album called Scream. Timbaland wanted to do a rock album. Cornell wanted to do an R&B album. So naturally, they put themselves together. They both ended up doing the opposite of what they wanted to do.
So nobody's happy?
Nobody's happy, not even the fans.
Brilliant. So that went really well.
What a happy ending.
Okay, so we're going to play a couple of songs now. And after the news, we're going to talk about a thing everyone here has seen. I'm going to talk about the Russell Brand, Jeremy Paxman interview.
Yes.
Because, like, Team Brand, obviously.
Paxman.
We'll see. She sounded cheerful, didn't she?
Sounds a bit miserable.
Just happy about things. That was, what was that? Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar. My sister liked that. Daisy's listening. Everyone say hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi, Daisy.
Oh, isn't that nice?
My sister's called Daisy as well.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about, this Russell Brand interview. We've got like quite a mix of opinions going on here. So we'll probably have like a really fun debate and everyone will be friends.
Well, who wants to start it? Who's got the strongest opinion, would you say?
I don't know. I'm pro Paxman on this one.
I'm with Louis, I'm pro Paxman.
Yeah, he wins it. He does win it.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't, no.
Why doesn't he?
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
Russell Brand just kind of just...
Well, I don't understand how he does. Explain how Paxman won that interview.
Because Russell Brand doesn't. Russell Brand...
This is circular.
Not really going anywhere, you know.
Paxman just like... Brand just like picks a load of words out of the dictionary, puts it all together.
He says exactly what he wants.
Yeah, but he doesn't...
He says taxation of corporations. He says an egalitarian socialist revolution. He's precise.
Great, but he doesn't explain how. And
He
says about... He does. Revolution, but not resolution. He doesn't say like how to bring it all together and how to transform.
What does revolution, not resolution,
what
mean?
Does revolution
is that like
mean
Alan Partridge, where he says I evolve, but I don't re-
I think what he's trying to say is like, obviously, like Brands, he's putting a load of these points forward very well. But when it comes to like, okay, you're identifying these problems. They're big problems. We can all agree on that. What do you want us to do for them?
Revolt. Heavy taxation and corporate. I mean, admittedly, I haven't done enough research. I've watched the video like once, but he lists off a load of things that could potentially solve the problem.
I have that. I want to start with because right at the beginning of the interview, one of the first things Paxman picks up on is the fact that Brand doesn't vote, and he thinks that ridiculous. But Brand explains why he doesn't vote, and I think he does it brilliantly.
Yes,
he does.
And he's right, and he is right.
This is him doing it.
Parties are so like close together.
Sean, we need to be less passionate. I'm going to play it now. Nobody talk because the mics are on. All right, that's professional.
It's not that I'm not voting out of apathy. I'm not voting out of absolute indifference and weariness and exhaustion from the lies, treachery, deceit of the political class that has been going on for generations now, and which has now reached fever pitch, where we have a disenfranchised, disillusioned, despondent underclass that are not being represented by that political system. So voting for it is tacit complicity with that system, and that's not something I'm offering up.
That's a load of lies.
Can I just say I'm at a disadvantage because I didn't hear that? I don't have headphones.
No, I've got to say, with every single political campaign ever, you look far into any political election that's ever taken place, that you can't say people are misrepresented. People do get represented. There's always policies for everyone in there. Yeah, they're always
politicians are very self-interested.
No, I agree. They're not represented largely, but there's still things in there. There's not nothing out there for you to vote for. There's always something.
I don't feel like there's anything for me. There's nothing I agree with.
There's nothing for me either.
There's nothing that Russell Brown agrees with. That's why he doesn't vote.
And I think a lot of people feel like that, and I think it's good that he's brought it up, because he represents the views of quite a lot of people in this country.
I think people that say there's nothing left to vote for just aren't looking into this politics too hard, really.
No, I'm looking into it hard enough to see that they're all too central.
Because Russell Brown doesn't vote, and do you think he doesn't look into politics hard enough? Because it sounds like he does.
He does.
If you look at a political spectrum, and you look at the different parties of how it's supposed to be from left and right, it is all in the centre.
That's what I was trying to say.
There's no left and right. There's no choice anymore, because all the parties are essentially focusing towards doing exactly the same things at the same time for the same people, and it's themselves.
Yeah, I get that. But what I don't like is how, like, Russell Brand doesn't actually encourage young people to vote. Because I think if enough people voted for maybe a certain outcast party, or maybe incast party, if that even makes sense, for maybe something could happen. But not encouraging people to vote, I think, is a very bad idea.
No, because then now you're going to get people who go vote for small parties just to put out a bigger party, and not necessarily because they want to support
the
small
parties.
Guys,
we sound like politicians. It's crazy.
I want to play the next bit.
This is Paxman gets on his back about not being specific enough. He says, you want a revolution? What is a revolution? Tell me. And then he says this.
I think a socialist egalitarian system based on the massive redistribution of wealth, heavy taxation of corporations, and massive responsibility for energy companies and any company that's exploiting the environment, I think they should be... I think the very concept of profit should be hugely reduced. David Cameron says profit isn't a dirty word. I say profit is a filthy word, because wherever there is profit, there is also deficit. And this system currently doesn't address these ideas. And so why would anyone vote for it? Why would anyone be interested?
Exactly, Russell.
Agreed, Russell.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Of course there needs to be deficit with profit. Companies need to make their money. That's how they operate. You can't just go up to a company and say, oh, I'd start doing that for free. That would ruin the company. They can't continue to run. That's not the situation we want, but that's what we're in right now.
He's not saying do it for free. He's just saying... I don't know. He sounds very Marxist. He sounds like he thinks the workers should get paid more and the company should take less profit. It should be more equally distributed. I think that's what he's getting.
Yeah, but then are we veering on communism a little?
Socialism, ooh. Yeah.
Socialism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, outright says he's a socialist, so...
I'm going to mention as well, because I take most opportunities I can to mention them. Radiohead posted. they posted on their website. That should have written it down. It's very unprofessional. They said something like, wow, Russell Brand's actually clever. They thought he was spot on in everything he says, and if they think he's right, then I think he's right.
As much as I love Russell Brand...
You do, Brand, you're a fan.
He's an idol. I just don't agree with him on this one. I think it's really bad, some of this.
I mean, he's actually been saying these kind of things for years, like since he had the podcast on BBC Radio 2. It's just getting this kind of an outlet to put it out, like these kind of ideas. It's giving a completely new sense of perspective on just the political climate of the UK.
A sense of perspective which everyone's going to forget about in 8 weeks.
Not necessarily.
No one's going to keep watching that video as the year goes on. I imagine two or three people will post it around the election time to make them look level on Facebook, but that'll be it.
And he just happens to be on tour near you right now. Tickets on sale.
The show is awesome.
Yeah.
So we've got a penultimate clip. This is him getting all passionate about revolution, which is fun.
Do you see any hope?
Remember that? Yeah, totally. There's going to be a revolution. It's totally going to happen. I think not only I ain't got a flicker of doubt. This is the end.
last time we had like some kind of revolution, it was like the London riots.
Oh yeah, look what that is.
That wasn't a revolution, that was a riot. there's a massive difference between a revolution and a riot, isn't there?
People like at first, people kind of called it based on the politics of what was going on at the time.
Yeah, but they were wrong. They just wanted to smash things.
But I think people could
interpret
an interesting word.
What Russell Brand's saying, and just go down that route again, for the uneducated masses.
I don't think he sounds.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I think that clip earlier, when he explains exactly what he expects a revolution to be, I think he nails it.
Yeah, he doesn't say concise. It has to be violent, does he?
It's not going
to
happen.
Plus, one of his idols, as we saw Louis when we went to see him in Portsmouth, is Gandhi.
He did compare himself to him as well. And Jesus.
It was funny though, because you know he's a comedian and all that.
It was fun. It was a nice day out, wasn't it?
It was lovely.
Okay, so I'm going to end with a clip when again he gets. Yeah, just last one because this is the end of the interview as well.
So if we can engage that feeling, instead of some moment of lachrymose sentimentality trotted out on the TV for people to pore over emotional porn, if we can engage that feeling and change things, why wouldn't we? Why is that naive? Why is that not my right because I'm an actor? I mean, I've taken the right. I don't need the right from you. I don't need the right from anybody. I'm taking it.
Oh. That exact emotional porn he's talking about is describing the video with Paxman.
What did he say? Wait, I didn't hear it. What did he say?
Paxman got right under his skin.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You could tell. That's why it's such a good interview to watch, because Russell Brand was getting
a lot of the time, though. Jeremy Paxman, when he's giving an interview, he just plays the devil's advocate.
That's his job.
He does.
Like, you don't know, he might have agreed with a lot of what Russell had to say, but he obviously can't say
that.
Yeah,
he needs to make a good
team. He has to be impartial, like, for the sake of the BBC.
And you can tell the two don't dislike each other at all.
No, they don't.
They've got mutual respect.
They're definitely friends. But yeah, it made for good TV. It was a good interview.
It was. It was one of the best things of the week.
There you go, and that's why we play it here on Audio Addict Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play some songs. I think this week we tried to have a personal choice each. Mine was either this one or an Everything song coming up later on. I can't remember which. A couple of them didn't work anyway.
Yeah, my one didn't work.
Sorry, Andy, no Igor today.
Shucks.
Next week,
double tracks.
This is When I Was Young by Blink-182. Yeah, that was Afterlife by Arcade Fire. It was long, wasn't it? Kind of
sounds quite good, though.
Well, I liked it. That's the first time I've heard it.
Kind of went off, kind of procrastinating in the end, just kind of wasting time.
Making your own music in your head.
I like them, but that was long. So anyway, next up is the reviews, because lots of reviews happened this week. One is open up with the cult played at Guildhall. I don't know who they are.
None of us actually saw them. Old school goth band.
They're on Tony Hawk's a couple of times.
But it's on our website. So like,
what did we say about it? What did we say about it?
What did we say about the cult? It
wasn't us.
It wasn't me.
It was.
Who wrote it?
It's Jody.
Oh, well, Jody's not here. Swiftly moving on. Protest the Hero. Can we talk about that?
I wrote that. Hang on. Yeah, give me a second to get it up.
Oh, we're pros here.
Alright, Protest the Hero, mental band. I've said they sound a bit like Dream Theater with social skills, which is completely 100% true. New album, just mental, isn't it?
What's it called?
Is that what you wrote?
Well, it is.
Just mental, yeah.
It's Volition.
Volition, the new record. I kind of like it. It's like, there's still a couple of records it's not as good as, but it fits in with them well.
Listening to it more and more, like after I've written the review, I'm starting to think it might be their best album, actually.
Are you thinking, is it more of a grower then?
It's more of a grower. It's the most, like, completely relentless one. Like, it's completely out and kind of schizophrenic and completely all over the place from the start.
Yeah.
I've said it feels like a bit like being attacked, which it really does.
By anything in particular?
But of course. Everything. Obviously, the fact that it feels like being attacked, though, that means the fans are going to relish in it.
Ooh.
Because that's what the appeal of Protest the Hero is.
Mm-hmm. What, relish?
Not relish.
But they do love relish, their fans.
I'm sure they do.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't like a bit of relish?
Me.
With Protest the Hero.
No,
you
know.
Why don't you like relish?
It's awful. Every time I put it in my mouth, I want to be sick.
Probably shouldn't talk about relish.
Okay. No, talking about relish is all right.
That's the theme of today's show.
The theme of today.
Is the theme of today food I don't like?
Yes.
Pizza.
Okay. We're going to be here a while.
Can't believe you don't like pizza. That's ridiculous.
Stupid, isn't
it? I'm a pizza expert.
But anyway, back to the music. It is very good. So get it if you like it.
Yeah, and maybe get some relish.
And get some relish as well.
The Charlatans.
Don't care about them.
Moving on. Motorhead, they have a new album.
They do have a new album. I've not listened to it yet.
I listened to it.
How is it?
I think it's their... It sounds stupid to say, but it's their best album since their album from 2008, Motorizer. What's the new album called? Aftershock.
Ace of Spades?
Mate, wait. There's a song on there which does sound...
Ace of Spades 17.
There's a song on there which does sound quite a bit like Ace of Spades.
All of them.
No, I can't remember.
So it's like Ace of Spades.
I did find it. One of their biggest songs is called Going to Brazil, and there's a song on there called Going to Mexico. I thought that was very funny. But no, it's just solid what you'd expect out of Motorhead albums. A bit more punkier for their last few. Still a solid metal album, but just from their punk tinge. And Lemmy's just Lemmy, and he's never going to die.
He's going to die this year or next year, I guarantee it.
Don't say that.
He's got diabetes, and he's not treating it, and he's still living the same dietary, awful lifestyle. He will be dead within a year, he'll lose his eye first or his leg.
He won't. He's immortal, mate.
He will. I know diabetes. This is what I feel.
I think you're just a little bit jealous of Lemmy.
Of course I'm jealous of Lemmy, but that doesn't mean he's going to die in the next year and a half.
He's never going to die.
How old is he?
I'll tell you what, if he never dies, that means I'm never going to die.
205.
I'm going to go over 205.
Can we stop talking about dying?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Morbid. But yeah, Motorhead, amazing. I'd really like to go and see him on the tour, which is coming up, but it's coming.
Are they still doing that?
Yeah, but it's not many dates. A few in London and nowhere near us, unfortunately.
That's
awesome. But it's Motorhead. We saw him at Download, and actually that's the best I've seen him in a long while at Download, I thought, personally.
They were boring.
But do you like Motorhead?
Yeah.
Ace
of Spades, isn't it? Good.
There's more than just Ace of Spades.
Is there though? There's Overkill, which they always drag out at the end of the set.
Going to Brazil.
Just because you got the power don't mean you got the bite. Where did they play at Download this year? How high up was it?
Like
what day?
Third from the top on the Saturday. You're dead in your tent.
Oh god, yeah, I missed them, yeah.
Money well spent.
I think they're amazing. but definitely new album. I was really impressed with the new album. Best album they've done in years. So yeah, I highly recommend it.
Good. Next up, Future of the Left.
Not heard it, but apparently it's amazing.
I listened to it yesterday. It was brilliant.
It sounds really bizarre. We've actually got a song. The next song, the one after, is called Bread, Cheese, Bow and Arrow, and it's a little bit weird.
Mental. It shouldn't be played on the radio.
It probably should.
It's crazy.
Like, I know there's no swearing.
You say that, but we came this close to playing Igor this week.
Oh, God. It's such a shame that we didn't.
Everyone, if anyone's listening and you haven't heard of Igor, go to YouTube and type in Tendon.
Igor, three R's.
It's like Igor and Tendon, and I've never heard anything like that.
It's like a French multi-instrumentalist. He just does like electronic music mixed up with a bit of death metal, baroque pop, and a bit of trip hop every now and then.
Like, it'll hurt your soul.
There's more than that, Aiden. There's like...
No, there's more than that, but those are the most recurring themes.
Yeah. I like the song where they sample the sound of a vacuum.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was fantastic. We're not taking the mickey here. He actually did sample a vacuum.
And that is that album called Nostril?
I believe so.
And have you seen the cover for it?
Yes.
It's the creepiest looking thing I've ever seen. It's horrible.
That's one of those paintings. It's horrible. It's a painting you see hanging in a horror movie about a 17th century house.
Ugh. With the little, I think it's called a baby, and it's, ugh.
Is that a baby, really?
What else? It looks like Voldemort.
Oh, God.
We're talking about Igor. Andy, I hope you're happy.
Well, from Igor to James Blunt.
Wow,
he's still going. Did you know that?
Yeah. Did you see the thing where did you get an email from him? Because he sent like the entire mailing list of Universal Records an email promoting the new album. I thought that was really funny.
It's called Moon Landing
because that's the best place to hear his album on the moon.
Actually, the single Bonfire Heart is pretty decent.
Louis, we're doing this again.
No, it's well cool. I like it. Bonfire Heart, mate, it's tune, proper tune. It's even getting played on Radio 1.
It must be good.
He can release anything if they play it in the breakfast slot on Radio 1.
Yeah, but it's well good. You're missing out, lads. You're missing out.
I think we're better than Radio 1.
Just to raise the quality ever so slightly, we're going to go from James Blunt to Matt Cardle.
I had a little listen to this album.
Leo, when you saw the title of this, you had some ideas about what the song was going to be about, do you remember?
I thought it was going to be about him breaking his skin because he's so fragile.
It's called
Porcelain, yeah. And I think he's nailed it.
I listened to it, bits of it, and it was actually really, boring.
He's really fragile.
I was a bit.
You say actually, like you were expecting it to be good.
Yeah,
I don't see how you could have
been
good.
Because I didn't mind his early stuff, like the Biffy Clyro cover was really cool.
Actually, the early stuff.
I'm not gonna lie. The first album he brought out after X Factor is kind of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's decent, and he's gone like quite DIY in this album. Like he's released it himself and stuff. He's just got like a marketing team behind him. He's no longer with like Simon Cowell and that lot. And it's, you know, he's trying hard. He's selling tickets. He's doing well.
And
he's really
credible, honest, because he plays acoustic guitar
and sings. So
he's so authentic.
He is, isn't he?
And he sometimes wears a hat.
He does wear a hat, and you know what they say about hats.
Yeah, that's where they draw all their power from.
You're giving him too much grief. He's trying to get away.
No,
from
I think I'm giving him just enough grief.
He's got
a song with Mel C. That's the only one I've heard. Because in the video, they're literally just like going at it,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
Rumour has it they're a couple, next celebrity couple.
Mel C.
MC and MC.
But at the end of the day, I think Matt Cards was pretty cool. I think he always has been pretty cool. Just because he was on The X Factor, don't give him grief.
And I don't think he is.
Me neither. Next up, none of us were there, I don't think again, but Everything played Portsmouth. We've got a review on our website. And I want to big up Everything because I think they're awesome. I think nobody else really sounds like them. We're going to play a song called Duet. And that's off the newest album. And if you haven't listened, you should, because they're probably better than Motorhead.
I was just going to say, if you want to have a look at our website, go on audio-addict.co.uk.
Say that again.
www.audio-addict.co.uk, where you can see all these reviews.
Okay, and that's the reviews for this week. Thanks for that. Leo, next up is Medicaid by AFI. You recommended it, so I did.
Medicaid's not actually on the new album, but the new album's really good. It's how the last two albums should have sounded. I think it's a bit darker, there's a bit more electronic influence, and it really kind of suits the whole AFI 5 in like a 2013 climate. I think they will get a lot of grief from this album because it's not like the old stuff, but it's much better for the last two albums, apart from this song, which is a tune from the second most recent album. Cool.
And it's called Medicaid. Here it is. Bread, cheese, bow and arrows, the staple diet of rodents.
Genius lyric.
Inspired.
What a great song.
I actually really love that.
It's breaking news, guys. It's really breaking news. It's going to change a lot of lives.
The Jonas Brothers have split up.
No! No! No!
Whoa! Careful on the game there.
All right.
Jeez.
I can see you're new to this radio thing.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. The story's just so emotional. It overwhelmed him, okay?
It's very sad. Overwhelmed the radio.
Oh, God. I'm reading through this, and it said the band were expected to release their fifth studio album this year. I had no idea they'd even put any albums out.
Are you kidding? There's that one that has the song in it and the...
Yeah, them. That one, you know,
oh,
with the
yeah.
hair. The hair.
Oh,
hair.
Of course, yeah. The hair and the Disney chorus, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It's scary how well they sell in America, because they're kind of like what Taylor Swift used to be. They're really Disney pop with that country edge on it. And country's really, really big in America. It's the highest selling genre. Because I don't think rednecks know how to file share.
Brilliant.
Quote of the day.
Yeah, no, I like that. There's no real details. They're just going to take a split because...
Well,
they
said they're scheduled to make an appearance on a show called Good Morning America tomorrow to set the record straight about it. That's probably going to be their last public group appearance until they want to get back together, yeah.
And from one devastating piece of news to another, does it say that Justin Bieber has a new single out?
Yeah, apparently Justin Bieber has unveiled a new song.
How did we get onto these topics? Jonas Brothers and Justin Bieber?
Because next up is the metal section, so we're just seeing
balance. I like it.
It's called, what's it called?
It's called Recovery. And oh my God, he's releasing one song every week until Christmas.
Oh dear.
Prolific.
I had no idea he was doing this.
New Lil B. He is the new Lil B.
I give up.
This is the fifth new song he's released over the past 2 weeks, apparently. He's already released 1, 2, 3, 4... And this is going on until Christmas now.
I give up with music.
Guys, what
up.
Do you think the purple cross symbolises?
I think he coloured in the Switzerland flag wrong.
That's what he did.
Nailed it. Okay, guys, it's your time. All I have written down on my piece of magical paper is the metal section.
Well, what's for the metal section
metal.
This week?
I think we already talked about it.
Hang on, no.
Leo's got it.
Box cut and metal attack.
Ah, oh, yes. Biggest news story we broke recently last night by me. Waka Flocka right. Flame and Lamb of God might be touring together soon. Not confirmed.
How ridiculous that is
would,
that?
That would be amazing.
I don't think that will come to the UK. Just
no, it's no, I agree. It's going to be an America thing, definitely.
If it even happens.
Yeah.
Maybe if it is, maybe if it does go successful, which it might not, because you know what metal fans could be like with a hip hop way. If it is successful, though, maybe you will see it on our shores.
I think Waka Flocka's like abrasive enough to fit in, though.
No, you got to think as well, though, this might not be a two-man tour like I said it was last night. It could be part of a bigger touring festival thing, and they just sent them something. I'm not saying don't rule out a tour between them, but we don't know enough yet to say how this is going to go down.
Yeah, either way, it's very exciting.
I'm pretty sure I know what Lamb of God sound like, but what's Waka Flocka Flame?
He is, Sean could probably best describe
is it hip hop?
Yeah, he's a rapper. Oh. He just shouts, basically.
And he's going to tour trap. With... I see why it's interesting.
It's just a rumour.
Oh. I could see it being on something maybe like Soundwave Festival in Australia.
Yeah,
definitely. That's a shout, isn't it? But I can't wait to see Lamb of God when they come to Southampton.
Lamb of God, one of the best metal bands around.
That'll be insane. What's the date for it?
They're playing Saturday the 12th of January, first date of the tour at the O2 Southampton Guildhall.
That's going to be brutal. I can't wait. I love Lamb of God.
It's genuinely one of my favourite bands ever. Yeah. Sacrament, perfect album.
Yeah, that is their best album.
Yeah.
What do they sing about?
Usually religion. He's a strong atheist, I think. So he's but he's actually a really well read guy. Like the lyrics are meaningful.
Can you understand what he's saying, or do you have to read them on a piece of paper?
No, they're pretty
just
audible.
About get them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just about.
I don't mean to demean what they're saying, but in terms of the lyrics, it is kind of like a metal checklist thing more than anything.
Not always.
No, I'm not saying not always. I don't mean to demean them in any way. But
sometimes
a lot of their bigger songs do fall under the bracket.
Like, now you've got something to die for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that's political. But you know,
Russell Brand.
It is. It's a political song. But songs like Redneck, I'd agree.
Yeah.
I'd agree
with
definitely.
That.
It'll be nice to see him, especially since he's just got out of prison and all that.
Exactly.
Larky,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
what was he in prison for?
Manslaughter.
Nice.
Metal.
Although the actual details are very, you know, well publicised. So obviously, if you want to read up about that, you can read up about that.
You can't spell manslaughter without laughter.
It took us a moment.
I'm still going. Nah, I'm kidding. So is that it for the metal news this week?
Is there anything else?
We said about a metal box cutter attack earlier. And we talked about Motorhead. There isn't really much going on.
Nah.
Wait. Let's talk about Harlem Shake.
Live at the... Oh, okay. It's gone.
Nah. Oh, apparently there's been an update on the Tool album.
Really? Tool. What's going on with Tool?
Apparently they're saying, go down a little more. Yeah, the band are taking it to the next level. I'm not sure who said that. It was probably the singer, knowing him.
I think he said that every year for the last 6 years.
Isn't he usually just making wine, though?
I don't like the singer. I really don't.
What, Maynard?
No, I love Tool. I really do. But the singer's
He's an egotistical guy.
Yeah.
But he is a genius. If you could ever, like, describe someone who's a genius, he's one. Definitely. Yeah. Nah, well, it's a fact. So.
Yeah, that would be a pretty good band.
Only one of the best.
I think their popularity's gone down because they don't do anything.
Nah, massive, brilliant, amazing band. I'm not even taking any criticism.
You can't deny that their popularity would have gone down a lot since they last headline
definitely.
Download.
I think they've got enough of a cult following.
Yeah, but not to maintain the popularity they had, because between the last album coming out and this album coming out, this is when the proper wave of the internet started to get things going. They've just missed out on that.
I think Tool fans, between when Tool come to their town, they freeze themselves in cryogenic chambers, and then they come out years later, and they just kind of go to the Tool gig, and then they go back, and then I don't know, read Kafka books.
So half the Tool show is just people from freezing chambers that are perpetually stuck in the 90s.
That's exactly what Tool fans are, and I'm one of them.
Yeah,
get back in your chamber.
Yeah.
I like it too much out here.
So does that conclude this week's metal section?
I say so, yeah.
Who likes metal anyway? Jeez.
Your student station, Radio Sonar.
That was Shuggy by Foxygen. That was pretty cool.
Great
song. That was
song.
The first time I heard that. That changed so many times.
It's a great song, man. From one of the best albums of the year, we are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. Great album.
You put that forward? One of the best albums of the year?
Definitely, man.
Yeah, sure.
100%.
Cool. Not Mercury Prize worthy, obviously.
No, no. Well, they miss out a lot, don't they?
They do indeed. That's this week. Anyone got any favourites? I think it's this week. This Wednesday, I think.
What's the nominees list? Who else is up for it?
I know Disclosure is. I know Laura Marling is. I know
James Blake.
Foles.
Arctic Monkeys.
Laura Mvula.
Mvala?
Mvala, yeah. Sure. She's up for it.
Of all those albums, the only one I've listened to the most is Holy Fire, really.
Yeah.
Did you like that? I wasn't even that keen on that.
The thing is, when it first came out, the first two singles, they were massive and fantastic. Yeah. But then when the album came out, the rest of the album seemed to fall flat and it was a shrinker.
Yeah. Nice.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed, Aiden.
Thank you.
So, ready for everyone's favourite radio-related game?
Oh, you.
First and worst. Yeah.
That's the best jingle we've done for this show.
Okay, if you wasn't here last week, and you probably wasn't.
I give you a
topic. I give you a topic, and you give me your first experience of the topic and your very worst experience of the topic. Top of the list today, we have like meeting a famous person.
First famous person people I met, 4 years old. I went to see the Choco Brothers live on stage. It's ridiculous. They used to come round every single year and do a panto and do like a signing afterwards. And during the show, they'd take like custard pies and bob them on my dad's head for some reason.
Do you remember it?
I remember parts of the show, yeah. And I remember meeting them. They're lovely and everything. I wouldn't say a bad word about them.
But? There's a but.
No, I don't think there's a but. Okay. I honestly haven't got a bad word to
say
about
Chuckle Brothers.
He
still watches the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, I remember a video.
There is nothing wrong with the Chuckle Brothers, man. It's pure end of the pier comedy.
End of the pier, love it.
There yeah. you go. That's a new category. Do you have a worst experience of a famous person?
Not necessarily bad experiences, but when I was working as a security guard at outdoor concerts, I sent the late Sir Bobby Robson in the wrong direction. And I sent him down into a residential estate that took around 20 minutes for his limo to get out of.
That's quite funny.
How do you manage that? Such a legend. Louis, you've met a lot of famous people, right?
I do. It just happens. first person I've ever met was the Gladiators. Wolf. Do you remember Wolf?
Oh, Wolf.
Yeah.
I was like 3 years old and I think I pretended I was a dying kid. So I could go backstage.
Are you serious? That's fantastic.
I got to meet Wolf and all the other ones. I can't remember what they were called.
Yeah, you better hope you don't run into Wolf on the street
Lightning, now. Yeah. But that was cool. I remember that. I got a picture somewhere. So yeah, that happened. And then the worst person I've ever met. He's not famous. I don't know if he's famous or not. Wednesday 13?
No, I think we can count that.
Yeah, he's like a bit of like a poor man's Marilyn Manson, yeah. And I worshipped him as a kid, and I want to meet and greet with him, and he was just didn't really care at all.
Ouch.
So yeah, I saw him without all his makeup on. He looked completely different and really like skinny.
That's not right. You don't want to see Wednesday 13 without his makeup on.
No, it's really bad.
I think you just don't want to see Wednesday 13 really.
No, he's amazing. His music's awesome, but I wouldn't want to meet him again. He was
Anyone else? I personally haven't met anyone that famous that I can think of.
Must have.
I got one.
Who's your first?
My first was basically just Raoul from Enter Shikari because I'm from the same town. But
never heard that one before. Leo.
always on about it. But worst, I met David Prowse, who played Darth Vader, and I went to get a autograph off him, and he just kind of went, "Yeah, that's my autograph. Yeah, yeah, right, go away now." Like, he was just the one of the most rude people I've ever met.
So he didn't even do a good Darth Vader impression?
Didn't even make any kind of reference to the fact that he was the legendary Darth Vader. He just signed it, practically threw it at me, or maybe I just made that up in my head. I can't watch Star Wars anymore.
Well, in a swift turn of vengeance, his career after Star Wars went tragically downhill.
Wasn't he like a green cross code road guy or something?
What, in one of those infomercials?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He's very tall. That's the only fact I have about
him. Was he playing the part of the roadside?
He wasn't, no.
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 Okay, nice.
That happened, Sean.
I remember last week, I met the guy from Busted, didn't I?
Oh, you did.
Literally, probably the only famous person I remember.
I met wrestlers you'd have never heard of. that's my life.
Ricochet.
Sean, yeah, did you know famous people much? No.
I don't think I have met many.
Say more high pitch.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, I don't think I have met anyone, to be honest. I can't think of. Singer from Trash Talk count?
Yeah, we can
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, yeah,
I got really starstruck, which is kind of really lame.
Oh, no, dude, we met Jason Butler the other week, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, that was quite cool.
You were just sitting in the corner, like, fearful, just looking at him while we were interviewing.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ben see you again?
Let Live.
Yeah. Let Live, yeah.
He did a song with the King Blues, didn't he? Luke?
Did he?
Yeah, he did. It was called Bring Him Down, I think.
It's quite a cool song.
Brilliant song.
Okay, next up in the list, I've got three different things written down, but I'm just going to put them into one bracket because they're all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, experience with alcohol. Because, like, surely we've all had some pretty bad experiences.
Oh, dear.
Because we're kind of lads and we do the drinking.
I don't remember my first.
We?
What? exactly. My worst. I can't talk about my worst on there. First time I went clubbing, I was only 17 in Norwich, got paralytic at a bird's house.
Ooh.
I can't even say that.
You can't.
I can't say anymore.
You can't say bird.
Yeah, you're just a misogynistic pig.
Yeah.
Actually, my worst story goes off quite horribly, actually. I'll start off with my first. My first wasn't really a big one. It was just like, my dad used to take me to the football all the time. Turn 16, I'll get you a beer. I won't let the guy see you drinking it. That sort of thing. Dad jokes.
Yeah, dad jokes.
The worst time I've ever been drinking, it was 2007. I went to the Black Crusade tour with Machine Head, Trivium, Dragon Force, Arch Enemy and Shadows Fall. I was 17, we somehow managed to get served at the bar, and I took complete advantage of this, was drinking vodka and Red Bull all night, and before Machine Head started, I threw up into a dustbin.
Hey.
And then after the pit and the next day at school, I found out I was throwing up blood, so that was a very good night all round.
Oh, lovely. Wow. Way to bring a downer on it.
This is a terrible feature.
First time I got drunk in my kitchen.
He took the scenic route.
I got really drunk and on wine and ended up with my mum giving me bread whilst I was sat on the floor by the fridge.
Somehow I knew when you were going to do your first alcohol thing, it was going to be wine.
Yeah, it was wine. The worst one, New Year's party, bit of an idiot. I drank like a whole bottle of like the Jack Daniels and came back home, posted my iPod through my letterbox, which I don't quite know why I did that.
At least it turned up on time.
I got lifted home by completely random people as well. Like, I thought they were angels.
What?
Like, when I was drunk, yeah.
Have you ever had a house party, Leo?
Have I ever had a house party? No, actually.
I'm not surprised.
No, oh, you're not surprised. but that...
No, too many copies of the Daily Mail lying around.
Oh, you don't know anything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's mine. Sean?
First was cider in a park, 14, because I'm classy like that. Worst, I've been thinking, but there are just so many that I could possibly use.
There's been quite a few points over just the last year when you've come back to our house completely ruined.
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
Student life.
Oh, I can't think of a specific one that I would say. Oh, when I nearly, you know them stairs near Lucia Foster, I nearly fell down them.
Actually, no, I remember the story that Louis and Leo told me about you after Takedown Festival.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was horrible. Yeah, that was bad.
You were shouting at people in the queue when you were going to the after party.
Yeah. I called them all a word that I can't say on the radio. Leo had to drag me away. For no reason. Why was I angry?
It was just... over the barrier.
Yeah,
I tried to jump over the barrier and... failed massively, fell over, and then
for some
offended
reason,
people.
You just had pure anger for everyone in the queue, just pointing them out like you're a beep, you're a like etc. It was
that was a horrific.
I think the word there is therapeutic for the sound of it.
Oh, it was hilarious.
But yeah, so thank you for dragging me away from that alive, Leo.
Essentially, so what we've summed up here is that we're all alcoholics.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this brief chat has made me never want to drink again.
It is AA, or do you add it tonight?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Ah, well, pun.
No, fact.
Okay, there's a couple more. This one's a bit less, like, soul-destroying, which is good. Films?
The first film I remember watching when I was a kid was Space Jam.
Yes.
Yeah, Space Jam. An early one for me.
That's a badass movie. First film I went to see at the cinema. Great movie. Bill Murray has a cameo in it. What more could you want? It's beautiful.
But your worst?
Worst film I've ever seen. The first Adam Sandler movie, Going Overboard.
Yeah, you don't have many good ones, does he?
Oh, no, you got plenty of good Adam Sandler movies.
You say that.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Waterboy, Mr. Deeds, Funny People, Grown Ups. Grown Ups is really underrated.
Funny People's, like, better than all of them.
No, it's not. About an hour and a half into Funny People, they should have stopped the movie. Then they dragged it out for another hour. They didn't need to do it.
I quite liked it.
I liked it.
Yeah. I didn't like Grown Ups 2.
I haven't seen that yet. I don't want to.
Austin's good in it.
He is.
I just want to see good people.
I haven't seen it, but it's going to be Steve Austin, so it's going to be good.
Best bit. My first and worst.
Yeah.
Probably first movie. I reckon it was probably Muppets Treasure Island.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that's my earliest memory. I love Muppets. There's a new Muppets film coming out
with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. I love the Muppets. Kermit's just the dude, isn't he? Worst. What is the worst film I've seen? I don't know. I see a lot of bad things. I have bad taste in things. I don't have a worst. Can't think of a worst. I saw a film with Justin Hawkins from The Darkness in it. It was a really low budget British horror movie. Yes, that's right, Justin Hawkins from The Darkness. And he just gets dragged, like his dead corpse just gets dragged from building to building.
Cheerful.
Or something like that. It was just terrible.
I think that's a metaphor for his music career.
Yeah, you say that, The Darkness doing all right.
It sounds terrible. I remember I saw... what do you think came first, The Grinch or Space Jam?
Space Jam, definitely.
Space Jam.
Okay, yeah, no, I remember seeing Space Jam. I remember a little toy that I had from, like, McDonald's or something.
Yeah, Space Jam was about 97, 98, and Grinch was the next decade, I think.
Oh, blimey, okay.
It was about 4 years gap, I think.
I remember The Grinch as well. That was good. I had a lot of Maltesers.
And Taylor, what's her name? Taylor Momsen is the kid in it.
Yeah.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty reckless.
Yeah.
And then music. You know what? It came on the other day in my house, literally like this week, and
was the movie?
No.
Oh right,
no. They're like the worst film I've seen.
Yeah,
you guys, I know you're gonna have heard of it and probably watched it. A Sharknado.
Yeah. We haven't seen it yet. That is the best film I have ever seen.
See, that's the thing.
I love that film.
A lot of people say that's bad, but it's coming in on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes, averaging out around 8 out of 10, which is actually quite good for those websites.
How does that happen?
It has low on IMDb. Oh, I think it's like because, 3 or something.
Oh, is it low on there? Oh, okay.
It's because like it's such a trend now, all these like Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus really kicked it off.
Well, it's not really a trend. They're all made by the same company.
Yeah, but it's just they've just gone mental with it now because they're actually making money off of them now.
They've actually got a new film coming out soon about sharks that can appear in water at any point.
No,
so
it's already come out.
Has it already come
Ghost
out?
Ghost Shark. Yeah, better than Shark. Oh better my. Than Sharknado.
Yeah, the premise is basically we saw a gift set for it on Tumblr. The sharks can appear in the car wash while you're showering, and you think you're safe. You're 80% water. Those sharks can appear inside you.
Oh my!
Honestly, it is fantastic. Just keep your eye on that Sci-Fi Channel. It will be on there.
Is there any good actors in it? Because I think Tara Reid's in it. I'm not sure if Urkel's in
it. Tara Reid's in Sharknado.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
I don't think no. This is even more low budget than Sharknado.
Jesus, that I cannot stress enough how terrible that was. Like
Sharknado.
Fantastic.
Is it meant to be like a joke that it's so bad? I don't even get
what
it is.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Okay.
Basically, the company behind them, like I think it's Asylum Pictures, they take big budget movies that are out that year and do really bad knockoffs of them and change just enough so they can't get sued. Like around when the Transformers movies there came out, I think they released one called Megablocks.
Well, they need to stop doing what they're doing.
They do.
They need to stop.
Can we play a song?
Yeah, oh, it's been
Let's
a while.
A song.
I had one more.
We'll do the one more.
Nah, the one more was terrible, to be honest.
What was
Jobs?
It? Nah, don't do that.
We can leave off that.
Because I'll probably get fired. So, moving on. This was Sean's choice, I think. Numbers on the boards. Pusha T.
Yes,
Sean?
Yes.
Yeah?
This was my choice.
And
just
going to
put some hip-hop on the show. So.
It's going to do a song. It's going to have words.
Have your say on Twitter, at Radio Sonar.
You're gonna hear me that was Louis' choice.
Oh, I feel like such an empowered woman.
Katy Perry shouting at tigers.
She is.
Yeah, I love that song. And the album. It's probably the second best album.
Yeah, first album. I actually did love the first album. I listened to that a lot.
I just love the fact that she did the Warped Tour on that album. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm. I saw the video for, you remember that Gym Class Heroes song?
Yeah.
Cupid's Chokehold.
And she's in it.
She was going out with Travis.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she looks amazing.
She always looks amazing.
But like better than she does now. She used to look better than she does.
I think she's got better age.
But she does everything right, apart from Russell Brand. That went a bit wrong.
He's of a current theme this week.
Yeah, he keeps popping up.
Last week it was Trains, this week it was Brand.
So just before that was a song by Neutral Milk Hotel, which went down pretty well here. That was called In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. That's a lovely song, isn't it?
Work of art.
One of the best albums of all time, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
Yeah, that's just a fact. It's one of the best albums of all time.
And Louis still wants to argue.
Likes Katy Perry, doesn't
he? and they're playing London. On the 21st and 22nd of May, those dates sold out, and now they've added a third.
down.
On the 23rd of May.
How big is the van, Daz? How many people get into it?
It's a big venue. I saw the Mars Volta there, and they only had one night. And Shikari played there. Mm-hmm. It's that kind
of size. I've been there a few times for that iTunes festival.
Yeah, it's not big, but
they're always really random acts that I see there. But it's cool.
3,000. Yeah, I mean, the fact that Neutral Milk Hotel, not having been here for over 10 years, can sell three dates.
They've got such a cult following.
They do.
Sounds a bit like Tool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because what's the stat? Well, not stat, but the fact to do with Pitchfork, isn't that one of the only albums that got 10 out of 10 or something?
No, Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye got a 10.
There's a handful.
There's a handful, but like across the board, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea is considered one of the greatest albums of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like on all critical websites, it's
apart from Louis Brain.
It's up there, top five usually.
That and OK Computer, right, guys?
And Loveless by My Bloody Valentine.
Well, let's not push it here,
okay? No, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's not even my favourite Radiohead album.
What is?
The Bends, actually.
Yeah.
My favourite's Kid A.
Yeah, I remember when you said that to me. That changed my opinion of you, because I now think you're really dark and a little bit twisted.
That's Leo.
Well,
I don't like Radiohead either.
What do you mean either?
Wait, we all like Radiohead.
We all like Radiohead.
As well.
But what was the song you liked today?
I don't know. What's it like?
The one, the previous one that we keep.
Harlem Shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great tune, mate.
You don't like Radiohead?
No,
not even one song.
God's sake,
Harlem Shake really highlights the socio-economic problems that are developing in China right now.
Yeah, it does.
The amount of people these days, they're like, oh, do you remember like Creep or like X Factor? They're like a world of band. I love that Radiohead band, like Creep.
Creep was so good, man.
So deep.
Do you remember when G4 did it?
Oh, wow.
Opera Creep.
So you do like X Factor, Leo.
I watched a lot of seasons of X Factor at the time.
It's good, it's great.
It's only because I
how can you make a connection between watching something and liking it?
Well, you wouldn't watch it if you didn't like it.
No, because we watched
it. That was exactly what happened. I watched it but didn't like it. I watched it to be cynical about it. That's just the kind of person I am.
You're a fool.
I haven't seen a single of this series.
It's good.
Neither have I.
I haven't watched it for the last 3 years, and every time Louis says something good about it, I'm convinced he's lying.
No, it's solid.
I normally catch the gist of who's doing well and who's not, but I haven't got a clue this season.
I like Abby. Abby's my favourite.
I'd literally never heard of her.
Is Abby trendy and young, and she's got leggings?
Yeah, plays a
haircut.
Plays a piano.
She's got a haircut.
Before the live shows, she was like really like a bit quiet and timid.
Yeah, and then she got bought out of her shell.
She got a makeover. She got like this really big fringe and like she got dark eye makeup. And then she's really deep.
And then she stands and she turns to cameras, doesn't she?
Let's just work in the camera.
And Louis, what's her last name?
Alton.
Alton. So now there's the voiceover man.
Yeah.
Abby Alton.
Hey.
Oh, God.
I thought that was alright.
I was your hype man there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
That sounded like the guy who does the football scores when they come in. Abby Alton 3, Lucy Spraggan 1.
So we keep jumping around such weird topics. We're going to go from X Factor to a band called Him.
Okay. We saw Him last night, didn't we, Louis?
Yeah. They weren't bad, but not weren't bad as in they weren't bad. They just weren't bad. Does that make any kind of sense?
As a band, they were probably one of the bands that got me into music, really. In the early days from like the hits, like they were one of the only rock bands that got played on the channel. But seeing them live,
I don't like him anyway.
Can I say it safely, like, even though I did have I was kind of like you, I had a small thing for them, like all the singles that came out early from the Love Metal era.
Yeah, man.
But then when I went to see them live, it completely shattered the illusion I had about him. I had never listened to them since.
Yeah, the guitarist was good.
Guitarist was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the dude with the long dreadlocks?
Yeah. Miko right? Lindstrom, I think his name is.
Oh, he's fantastic, yeah. He is.
He's called Linde, that's his nickname.
As cool as it was to see Phil Vailo, or whatever he's called.
I don't know.
Yeah, but as cool as it was to see him.
He's not like French.
Because you see him in like metal magazines like all my life, and
exactly.
See him in the flesh. He's pretty cool. I got taken back a bit by. I was like, whoa, that's Phil.
But he's been a mainstay, hasn't he?
He's still the gothic poster boy, really.
Yeah, he is. It's exactly what he is.
He's an awful front man, though.
He was pretty bad, yeah. Oh, his singing was all right.
He got better.
The thing is, what I was expecting was loads of charisma from his side, and there wasn't any.
No, there wasn't.
The guitarist had to kind of make up for the lack of charisma there, yeah.
Jesus.
So you wouldn't see him again?
I wouldn't see him again. But I did enjoy watching the classics.
Yeah, I got to
Wings of a Butterfly, lines,
yeah.
Funeral of Hearts, all of them. Yeah, they're great songs. You can't fool them.
One of them is. I wouldn't see him again. But I'm glad I only went to check him off the list, and I checked him off the list now.
Great.
That's the end of that.
Yeah.
But any gigs coming up, anyone? Who's next?
I might go see Lucy Spraggan on the weekend. Woo.
X Factor.
Sonic Boom 6 are playing in Portsmouth. I might go.
That'll be pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're supporting a Dukin as well. Ooh. So I might go check that out. And of course, it's Halloween on Thursday.
Yeah, what's everyone dressing up as?
I'm going as Wolverine.
Leo, you dressing up as anything in particular?
No.
You should.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know what I'm going to go.
Please go something. If you go to a Halloween party not dressed as anything, you get.
No, I'm not. I'll dress up. Obviously, I will dress up as something.
Good boy.
Just I haven't made the decision yet.
I think I'm going to try and be a minion from Despicable Me.
Where are you going?
Oh, that's a good one.
Me?
Yeah, where are you going?
Like, there's this thing. I don't know who I'm accidentally promoting here, but you pay £11 and you go a load of places.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah,
I might do that.
I don't know whose idea that is, but I think I've paid for it already, so that's probably what I'm doing.
Cool.
If anyone listening knows where I can buy a load of tubs of blue body paint, I need that by Halloween.
Avatar?
No, Tobias Funke from Arrested Development.
Google it.
That wasn't my third choice. Like, Smurf, Avatar...
Tobias. That's just a fallacy.
Mate, I think you should just do Avatar, otherwise you could get...
Everyone's going to... That's the thing, I'll have, like, the glasses and the moustache on, making it identifiably Tobias, but no one will think...
People will think you're Papa Smurf.
Yeah, they're going to think I'm a really creepy old Smurf.
Well, I never watched Arrested Development, I don't think.
No, I've not seen
it. Yeah, but you got poor taste in television.
Yeah, but so just most of the people who go to this party...
What? He's got a good point, actually. I don't think Arrested Development's on in Europe.
Yeah.
I've watched some of it.
What?
Yeah, it is. Sean, what are you going as?
I have no idea. I have no money.
You lot are so lazy. God.
Am I sorted? I'm going to buy some dungarees and paint myself yellow.
Yeah, I've got
buy some goggles.
I've got the things. The claws.
I've
got the claws. I've got the white tank top.
Are you going to shave the rest of your beard so you just have sideburns?
Oh, no. See, I keep wanting to do that, but I know I just look like a prat.
Well, yeah.
So
that's the point.
I know.
Yeah, no, this is true.
I don't want to shave it all off, so I'm just going to go with it all, I think.
Okay.
I look all right. It worked last time.
I actually really want to do some pumpkin carving.
Do you?
I haven't done that since I was
apple
such
bobbing.
A young chap.
Apple bobbing. I've done that for years.
Pumpkin carving, I mean, that's one, but apple bobbing, that's where it's at.
Is it Conker's season?
No, Conker's season's been and gone now.
Is that even a Halloween thing?
No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
You're just asking.
Is it Conker's
season? I think you've missed the tournament.
Oh, Louis, get back to Norwich.
So if I, like, just knocked on your door and said trick or treat, you'd give me something to eat, right?
Actually, no, because last year we had even though we live on a student road, we had a child come to the front door asking for sweets.
Yeah,
we didn't really have anything, and I accidentally swore in front of them, because I had no idea there was a child there.
What did I do? I gave them, like, cough sweets or something, I think. Activia! I gave them
Oh, man, no, that's the biggest screw you to children, giving away anything that's healthy, sweets, someone gave toothpaste away in my hometown.
The poor students.
It's tasty and healthy. What's the issue?
How is toothpaste tasty?
No, not toothpaste, the what did you call it?
Oh, Activia. Yeah.
Toothpaste can be healthy. I mean, tasty.
I had an apple flavour one once.
Did you?
Anyway, should we play a song? This is Recover by Churches. We'll stop talking, we promise. Yep, that was Recover by Churches. That about concludes our show for this week. Thanks for listening. If anybody did, we're gonna finish.
Very pessimistic on this show.
I was kidding. We're going to finish with Lou Reed. It seems fitting. Louis, you might not have heard of him, but...
Legend.
Exactly. Legend sums it up. This is... Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
And just think, the man who made something this good also could manage to make Lulu. But still, great song, great man.
Yeah, don't say that.
No, I'm sorry.
This is Perfect Day by Lou Reed. See ya.